T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Happy 4th of July, America.
I am so upset at the things we fought for.
And a woman yourself.
And a woman myself.
I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight or join us in California.
55 people, I should say, were shot.
The whole parkway just completely cleared.
The 15-time champion of the world.
Hey, welcome in. Hey, this is the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. Glad that you're here with us this morning. Glad you're along for the ride. We still got a lot to get to this hour, so we will get right to it. We got Sean Michael Lyle in this morning helping us out with news. Sean,
Good morning. Thank you for that.
Appreciate
good to be
that.
Here.
Carl Middleman put together the short list to point out that it is indeed my birthday. So, Carl.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Yep, thank you.
I gave you a dozen roses this morning.
You did. The kind I can drink. Look at this. These miniature little... And you know what I was impressed with, I'll have to say? So Carl gives me these little, what I refer to as airline bottles, right?
They are.
The little liquor bottles that they give you on the airplane that have, what, a shot in them?
Those are a little more.
A little more. Mm-hmm. The glass bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Often they're putting these in plastic these days.
Yeah, well, that's the good stuff, obviously.
It's four roses. No kidding. It is four roses, and it's four roses small batch select, ooh, I'll point out, which is the good stuff, the best stuff that they make, in my opinion. So thank you, Carl.
You're welcome.
A dozen roses, because I got three four roses bottles.
Yeah. Math.
Nice.
I'm more just crackling rosé myself.
I can do math, and that's good. Maybe Carl, I'll try to sneak those into the ballpark this afternoon.
I would not have suggested that you were just talking about it.
You said that for entertainment purposes only.
I said that for entertainment purposes only. Because I know that they scan you when you get in and all that stuff. I'd have to take the lids off, and that'd be a mess in my pockets.
There's plenty of opportunity to get really, really buzzy inside the ballpark.
Yes, there is. Today I'm going to have to drink a lot of water, it sounds like. It's going to be 100 degrees for the Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett concert, which my family surprised me with tickets to.
Which you just gave the order in reverse.
I did. So it starts off with the Joan Jett.
At 4:30.
Put on a great concert the last time I saw her.
She's fantastic.
She was with Heart, and I didn't quite know what to expect, but she really did a good job.
Well, yeah, and Heart, I bet that was good, too.
They're the one who does great.
The leg kicks all the time, the guitarist. She does that. Anyway.
That's Nancy.
Nancy, that's right.
Nancy. Yeah, they both sounded great. Yeah.
So when Joan Jett starts, it will be 100 degrees, and then when Poison starts, it will be 100 degrees. And then when Def Leppard start, it will be 98 degrees. And then when Motley Crue starts, it will be a tropical 91.
Wow, so it's dropping. Here's the question. How long will Mark make it is the question.
you have a show tomorrow, and you did not take off.
Well, no, because I didn't know until yesterday that I was going to the concert. I got this as a early birthday gift from my family yesterday, and I thanked them for that because it's something I wanted to go see. But I don't know if I'll make it to the end of the concert or not, because I do have to be back here tomorrow.
You could spend the night down here. That would save you about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Maybe I'll sleep in the boss's office in there. You think, would that work?
Or you could sleep in your office. You have a couch.
Oh, yeah, but that used to be Glover's couch.
Oh.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Everyone understands.
I'm a little worried about that. So, anyway. Hey, guess what? They took a new poll, and this has got to be driving the left in this country just insane, because they ask people who's the most popular politician, political figure, I should say, because he would not like the word politician. Who's the most popular political figure in the country?
And this
right
is
now,
according to a poll. So
this is according. They took a poll. Yeah. It is a Harvard Caps Harris poll.
Okay, so that's probably pretty legitimate, sort of.
And this may be the best lead into it. Despite 7 years and billions of corporate dollars spent to destroy him, despite two fake impeachments and the kangaroo January 6th committee, Donald Trump's favorability rating is higher than any other politician in America.
Right. Now, of course, the negatives would also be extremely high. But the funny thing about that is, remember, he was up in the Adams County Fairgrounds.
Yes.
The texts that went out were from the Donald J. Trump for President organization.
Okay.
So he has the organization. There's even talk that he may announce soon rather than 1 year out.
It was supposed to be yesterday.
It was supposed to be yesterday. I know. But there's talk. And there's a reason that he would want to do that. And that's because of what's happening with the January 6th. And
right.
That is because you know that Adam Schiff, let me say that correctly, that Congressman Adam Schiff, he wants Donald Trump in jail.
Shifty Schiff. That's right. They want to prevent that from happening.
And of course, you to put a guy who's announced that he's the opponent of your candidate in jail, that would be very Putin now, wouldn't it?
It would. That's a great point, Sean. I hadn't thought of it that way. Let me go down these in order. Believe it or not, this is the order of, in terms of favorability ratings, Donald Trump comes in at 42%, which puts him at the top of all of these people. So it goes Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders.
Huh. I can see that.
Mike Pence, Joe Biden. Kamala Harris
okay.
ranks above Ted Cruz, who ranks above Hillary Clinton, who somehow ranks above or is tied with Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
Now, Hillary Clinton's negative unfavorable rating is the highest on the chart next to Vladimir Putin. Putin has a 75% unfavorable rating. Hillary Clinton has a 53% unfavorable rating. Oh, I take that back. Joe Biden beats her at 54%. How did I skip that? So they put favorable and unfavorable. Trump comes out on top by 2% over Bernie Sanders right now.
Well, people like Bernie. He's an adorable old fart. I mean, he really is.
Who'll tell you up front that he's a socialist.
Yes, he
he's
will.
He's the only
he will.
Honest one among them.
Yeah, he absolutely says, and he explains it why. I mean, he's
a socialist.
Yeah, he's
it's worked out well for me. I have three homes.
Yeah.
Vote for me. I mean, come on.
Well, the thing about socialism, remember, is that there has to be people in charge, and those people in charge live very well.
Yes, indeed they do. All right, let's get to a quick break here. Brad Thor is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. He is the number one best-selling author. He's got a new book out about the next challenge that America might face. It's a book of fiction, but there's a lot of fact in these books that Brad Thor writes. We're going to talk to him up next on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Looking forward to hearing that one tonight, Carl.
She sounds great.
Yeah. So Joan Jett, one of the bands that I'll get to see over at Busch Stadium tonight as my birthday present. Isn't that great? You know what else is a really good birthday present? My favorite author, Brad Thor, is releasing his book today on my birthday. Brad, I want to thank you for that and welcome back to the show.
Mark, not only is it a pleasure to be here, let me say I wanted to start the book tour this morning. You were my very first interview. I told David, my publicist, I want to be the first stop with you to say happy birthday. So happy birthday, my
Well,
friend.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I do appreciate that. Best-selling author Brad Thor on the phone with us. You know, I think I had you on about a year ago, and I have to tell you, I appreciate you churning out one of these books a year because, you know, I finished the last one, and I can't wait to get my hands on Rising Tiger.
Well, you should have had one. I wrapped it and everything. I did a handwritten card, Mark. I mean, my kids were looking at me going, we don't even get this from Dad. Who's this guy, Mark, in Missouri? So anyway, I thank you. You were so generous to me last year. And I'm not kidding. You are the first stop on my national tour. So I'm thrilled to be back and to be talking to everybody in St. Louis.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I really do. Here's what I appreciate about it. And I tell people this all the time. We all celebrated Independence Day yesterday. And I played a soundbite earlier from a 100-year-old veteran who lived through World War II. And the guy's breaking down in tears because, you know, the direction he sees the country going. And he's upset that a lot of his friends in World War II died. And he feels like they died, you know, and things are changing now. This is not what they would have wanted. I hope that there's a character like Scott Harvath out there somewhere that I don't know about. I never need to know about that, but I hope that somewhere in our government we have operators like that who are watching out for our backs while we sleep.
We do, and we have many of them, and I like to say that there is no American dream without those willing to protect it, and we're very fortunate that we do have the men and the women that are out there doing some of this nation's most dangerous business. So my heart broke for that guy. My dad's a Marine. And it's tough. It's tough to look back at the way things were. And to a certain degree, we put a little bit of a shine on the past. America has been an ongoing, fabulous experiment, and it will continue to evolve and to change and all that kind of stuff. But we look back with rose-colored glasses on what we think are simpler times. You know, I grew up in the 70s. I would not want to go back to the 70s. So I'm very bullish on America. I think her best days are in front of her, and I will always take that position for this land that I love so much.
Well, Brad Thor, don't you kind of feel like you're back in the 70s sometimes with gas prices and inflation and pretty soon interest rates?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a killer bunny to go after the president, like happened with Carter and the malaise speech. It's just around the corner. Yeah, I mean, listen, history doesn't repeat, but it does rhyme. And my thing is that terrible stuff in the 70s helped bring us to Ronald Reagan and an incredible that's when I was a teenager, was in the 80s, and that was fantastic. I mean, what a great time. So we go through cycles. We can handle this. Nobody is better at it than Americans. And we have our ups and we have our downs, but our ups are always much better than our downs. So stay positive.
Could not agree more. Yeah. New York Times bestselling author Brad Thor, our guest this morning. He's got a new book out called Rising Tiger. And I know you consult a lot with people you can never name in your books. This one kind of deals with the Chinese, correct?
It does. You know what, Mark? I got to tell you, two summers ago, in real life, Chinese troops crept over the Himalayas into India, and they went into this disputed border region where you're not allowed to have firearms. That's an agreement from the 1990s. And it was like Walking Dead. They came in with all of these homemade weapons. We're talking iron rods studded with spikes, baseball bats covered with barbed wire. And they went after a contingent of Indian soldiers there, and it was horrific. Horrific. And when I read this story, I said, this is amazing. I want to know more about what's going on in this part of the world. And India is having a lot of trouble with China. And India is a natural ally for the United States. And I said, you know what? I'm going to set a spy thriller here And I'm going to base it on the U.S. quietly wanting to set up an Asian version of NATO. And what might the Chinese do to prevent India from joining us in it? So that's the basis for Rising Tiger, my thriller for the summer.
And it's ripped right out of the headlines, as so many of your books are. We appreciate that. I'm sorry that I didn't get your gift in time, but I can't wait to read it when it does get here.
Well, it's just going to taste all the better for having to wait for it. I'll double check with my postman, and I just hope you have a fabulous, fabulous birthday, Mark.
It's shaping up to be that way. Brad Thor, thank you for your time. Rising Tiger, it's out today. Get it on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, see you now. Great to get him on here. What a great American, and what a great series. You're going to love Scott Harvath if you have not read his books before, by Brad Thor. All right, we're back in just a minute with Thomas Jipping.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Glad that you are with us this morning. I told you I had a great guest coming up for you, and he is Thomas Jipping, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We've had Thomas on here a number of times. Thomas, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I understand it's your birthday, and you may have guessed already, but the fact that I have senior in my title means I'm probably older than you.
Well, thank you for that, Thomas Jipping. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're celebrating today. I get to go to a big rock concert at Busch Stadium where the heat index is going to be 110 degrees.
You youngsters can take it.
Yeah, so that's it. I am looking forward to it. Listen, it's great having you back on here. One thing I wanted to find out, and oftentimes on Mondays we have Hans von Spakovsky on, and of course yesterday was a holiday. One thing I was going to ask him about is all of these state challenges to these abortion bans, these trigger laws, and Missouri's got one. I think Texas and a few other states have got them as well that have kicked in. How can state courts step in and stop these bans when the Supreme Court has ruled it's up to the states?
Well, the Supreme Court, technically, that was the effect of the Supreme Court's ruling. But the Supreme Court only said that the U.S. Constitution does not protect a right to abortion. So the effect of that was to give authority back to legislatures, but it was just a ruling about the meaning of the U.S. Constitution. So these new cases will be challenging abortion laws under state constitutions.
Okay.
And some of them have provisions that mention privacy, others do not. And I think we'll find as many gymnastics by state Supreme Courts trying to create rights to abortion as we saw in Roe versus Wade. But that's where the litigation is going to go now.
So Thomas, would you expect at some point this gets back to the Supreme Court?
It may. I mean, it depends on, typically if a case involves a state Supreme Court interpreting a state constitution, the U.S. Supreme Court is not going to step into that. But we've seen not only in Roe versus Wade, but since then, abortion advocates are very creative, and the most creative are abortion advocate lawyers. So, and of course, Missouri knows that because a number of the Supreme Court's abortion cases have come out of your state. And so I expect new arguments to be, invented, and it really should take more than an imagination and a political agenda to interpret the Constitution, but this is the U.S. Supreme Court, so who knows?
Yeah.
It may, but for the time being, it'll mostly be at state court.
Well, we've already seen efforts to try to get around this, right? I saw Elizabeth Warren and others, maybe AOC, suggest that they set up tent cities on federal land and try to provide abortions there. And in the state of Missouri here, in the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County, they're talking about taking American Rescue Plan funds, federal dollars, and providing vouchers for women who need to travel out of state or pay for daycare while they travel out of state to have abortions. Does the Hyde Amendment step in and stop any of this?
Well, I believe it would apply to the use of federal funds. That's not the kind of rescue I think that the American Rescue Plan had in mind, nor is the desire to get an abortion related to COVID or anything, as far as I understand. But I think it would if you're using federal funds, and arguably, the use of federal land or federal resources, federal facilities, that's using taxpayer money too, because we pay for all of it. And, people need to speak up about that. That's what they're talking about doing. They're talking about passing patently unconstitutional legislation in Congress that would dictate to every legislature in America how they can handle the abortion issue. Look, abortion is a challenging issue, but if our system of government is going to remain intact, we have to, embrace how it separates these issues and who is supposed to make decisions on some of these things. When abortion is concerned, the Constitution is silent. The federal government has no authority to be in the abortion business. And I think folks everywhere ought to speak up about it.
That's a great point. We're talking to Thomas Gipping, one of the senior legal fellows at the Heritage Foundation, and it's great to get him on here this morning. The Supreme Court wrapped up its term last week. Obviously, one of the last decisions they dropped was overturning this Remain in Mexico policy. I don't know if you have any thoughts on how that was written or went down. I mean, it looked like John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh were part of the equation there. I was a little surprised.
I was too. It involves a little different issue. That there wasn't a constitutional issue there. It had more to do with looking at executive actions and that kind of thing. But that area of policy is in a great deal of flux. Here too, though, the Constitution gives that authority over immigration policy to Congress, not to the president. And just because it doesn't give us what we want, right now, we shouldn't throw out that set of rules and that kind of allocation of authority. We ought to embrace it. We ought to insist that it be followed no matter what the issue is.
That's a good point. Looking ahead, Thomas, to October, when the Supreme Court with its newest member starts taking up cases again, what are the big cases you're looking for out of this? What are you expecting out of the new session of the court?
Well, I know that they've accepted a number of cases and will soon schedule those for argument. But that's a lot of what the summer is about, is thousands of appeals come in. And, they're sorting through them. And so one of the first decisions they will make in October is a whole big batch of those appeals. They'll decline to review the vast majority of them, and they'll pick a few and then start scheduling them as the term goes along. This past term, they issued, written opinions in only 63 cases, which is I think the lowest in probably 60 or 70 years.
Wow.
And only 25 years ago, the court was doing about 150 cases a year. Now, on the one hand, I think I don't have a problem with that, because I don't think the Supreme Court should be involved in nearly as many things as it has in the past. But there's a lot of room for picking the kinds of cases that will allow this majority to kind of sort some of these problems out. You saw that in a few of the cases this past term. When it comes to the religion clauses, the Second Amendment, and even abortion, the Supreme Court has made a mess of a lot of that.
Yeah.
And, and it'll take a lot to try to sort it out and put it on a better footing. But I got to say, the Supreme Court this past term, they really took the Constitution seriously. They didn't take themselves as seriously. And that's really the choice, you know. Does the Constitution govern these things, or does the Supreme Court?
Well,
and I think they really tried to take the Constitution and its text seriously. And I hope everyone listening to this program reads it.
Could not agree more with that. Thomas Gipping, listen, thanks for giving us some time this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Thomas Gipping there, who used to serve on the Judiciary Committee in the Senate as one of the legal counsel for years. Loved having him on talking about that when the confirmation hearings were going on. He kind of knew the inside scoop of what was going on up there. Fantastic. All right, quick break here. 314-241-9797. Special guest number two.
Yes.
Mystery guest coming up. We'll be right back. I just have to tell you, Carl, one of the few songs I ever mastered on the guitar.
Guitar Hero
was this one. I could actually keep up because I've played the air guitar on it for so many years that I could do that. That's awesome.
Hopefully Mick Mars has a great show tonight.
Let's hope. Let's hope, because I'll get to see him. Because whether you picked up on this today yet or not, it is my birthday. And here I am in Grillmaster Tony just came into the studio along with Tricia Siegman bringing cake and ribs. Is this correct? Whoop, we don't have your mic on here. Hang on.
Something's on top of the thing, preventing it from lifting. Oh.
It's those delicious ribs.
The ribs are on top of his microphone. Yeah.
Well, then it's okay.
Well, I'm sorry that my ribs interfered.
Wait, you did it again.
What happened?
Something's on top, preventing the...
Is it this microphone?
This
no, that it's that one. Over. Okay.
There we go.
Ah, there we go.
There it
is. So whenever he sets something down, he turns his microphone off.
It was the implements that we're going to need to eat these ribs that he brought in, which are now filling the studio with just an amazing smell. Thank you.
Well, you should have smelled the wonderful nodes coming off the smoker this morning.
Oh, that's, wow. You smoked those this morning?
Yeah,
that fresh.
Well, I woke up in the dry sweats because I was afraid that you weren't American enough yesterday.
Oh,
so you gotta eat some ribs. Did you eat ribs yesterday?
I had pork steaks.
Close.
Yeah. Pork steaks. I joked that as only my wife can make them from her father's North County recipe. That's how I refer to it. She grew up in. Up in Hazelwood, and her dad used to grill them and then boil them and then put them in the oven with a little bit of brown sugar on top of them and a little more sauce, and oh, they're so good. They'll melt in your mouth.
Well, they sound delicious. Do you like them sticky with the sauce glazed on?
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You bet.
That's a grill master. So
you bet.
Yeah.
You know what? My ribs are unsauced, though.
Sauce
isn't necessary.
Yay.
Oh, you don't need sauce. Sue Thomas is very excited, too. Thank you.
Yeah, no sauce is necessary. Grill master Tony's are so good.
Yeah, but let's face it. Let's
look here,
face
Sue.
It.
Look
she can't
here.
Smell them
right
over
here.
There, and she's drooling.
Smell them through this hardcore.
Through that window?
Yes.
Wow.
But pork steak
through
is
the window.
Pork steak is an inferior cut of meat, and you've got to cook the hell out of it to soften it up. So that's why you have
that's
to do
not
that, right?
Or low and slow.
Yeah, or low and slow. One of the two. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, man.
That's what we do.
Oh, I got to get a rib. Hang on. Go ahead.
So I saw Tony. I went to Circus Flora on Friday,
yes.
And I said, hey, you know, Mark's birthday is on Tuesday. And he's like, I have an idea.
Oh, you're really nice, Tony. You seriously are the best. So thank you. I'm starting to chew on the window.
Sue wants one right now.
Yeah, she's licking the window.
I'm chewing on a rib, Sue, so you're missing out here. Tony handed me a plate instead of a napkin.
Oh, she's coming in.
Oh, those are outstanding, sir.
Well, you know, it is what I do.
It is what he does. Grillmastertony.com. Let me mention that. I mean, next to the brisket, this
Sue
might be my
a little.
Favorite cut of meat that you've ever prepared for me. The brisket is just...
Well, that's still the flagship.
It is, and you're doing that. There's still time for, like, graduation ceremonies and all that, right?
you put an order in, I'll get it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
he is a
minister of the grill, and he's spreading the word. He's spreading the gospel of the grill, right?
I will spread the word.
Yeah.
And he brought an apple pie and ribs. It doesn't get much more American than that.
Best birthday ever.
And Trisha Sickman
brought
me a
cake.
And a balloon.
And a balloon, which is behind me over here. See that?
What does it say?
Happiest of birthdays to you.
Oh, okay.
I mean every word of it.
I know you do. I really do. I know that. They even got my wife to call in earlier.
I heard that.
With my daughter who was awake this morning. Wasn't that nice?
Live hit from the Mark Cox house.
So if you want fun, listen tomorrow at around 5:10 because Mark will have been at a concert all night.
Yeah, I'll be seeing I'll be seeing the crew tonight. And Def Leppard and all that good stuff over at Busch Stadium?
I heard about you having tickets to that show. And of all of the bands, Joan Jett is the one that I envy you seeing because I've seen Joan Jett before. And
I can't wait.
She rocks.
Tony, thank you. GrillmasterTony.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.